Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, the word is out. They're gonna talk about the VOD and the silver screen. Kevin and Tom and Joe know all there is to know, from masterpieces to deep fried tacos. And if the movie sucks, you might hear them say, there's no telling where the guys will take you. Get ready for a spoiler. Won't say it twice, cause we already warned you. Better watch out, it's gonna ruin the plot. Real spoilers. Real spoilers. Real spoilers.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 763, Socks.
That's which pretty spot on.
Also describes this movie.
So, I agree.
Oh, we found a horror movie. That
I don't.
Like.
I realized after watching this one, I don't think I like these movies. I like one and two.
Well, we will get into it, but yeah. This is literally the first...
We can stop now. It sounds like we did it.
I don't count Spiral.
The Book of Saw?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Saw.
What are you talking about?
But I don't count it as a real Saw movie. Right, but that... This is the first actual Saw movie that I've seen.
Oh, interesting.
How have you never seen the first one?
Because I read a synopsis, and I was like, well, that sounds awful.
That movie took the world by storm.
Those first two were pretty fantastic.
That first one's really good. I watched it last night where I'm like, wow, I forgot what kind of movies, because now you're all like, oh, those are just torture porn. But that first one has the twists and the turns, and it really is well written.
He read the twists and the turns.
Yeah. Thanks, Wikipedia.
We'll get into it, but continue.
Let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
This is Tom. And joining us once again is Matt Bassler.
Well, that's one way to say it, certainly.
Just call him Felix.
It's Matt. Yeah. Can go with that.
Can we call you Felix?
Sure.
Yeah.
That is my name. Right. That is part of my name, yes. Yeah.
You should just dub it's better, in.
Yeah, that's one of the real names, right?
Right.
You should just dub in him saying his last name for me.
So, yeah, we've got that weird
voice. Has he ever said it? I don't think he's ever said it.
On his own show.
Bosley.
On his own show.
With a little
He said it on his own show, right?
So. Well, yeah.
Oh, sure.
I can't use
I've only ever read the transcripts, so.
Well, you've got that weird AI voice thing. Yeah. Just do that.
Well, it has to be trained. I have to have him read some paragraphs, and it's a whole thing. I mean, we can do it.
You did a whole episode with my voice. I wasn't even here, and they literally put an AI voice that was my... Man, it was...
What episode?
I thought that was pretty fun.
All of them.
I never noticed.
Yeah.
Seemed fine.
He's only actually been here for 5 episodes. Wow. The ones you've been on.
They used the... From the first 5. It's the first 5 episodes, and I've never been here since.
That's why every movie, he's like, I love it. I love everything about it. It was a breath of fresh air. God, Joe gives the same reaction to every movie.
I'm really easy to please. That's really what it comes down to.
Halloween Kills making more sense now.
See?
So, shameless plugs. Don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music.
Oh, God.
Even though we don't play music, we're supposed to say YouTube Music.
We have music in our intro. Sure.
And then if we play music, they're going to give us a copyright strike and remove us from YouTube Music.
It all feels like entrapment to me. But and wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. While you're there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave a review. That's super helpful. You can find us on the Patreon, where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content, and we like you more. And YouTube, which we already mentioned, where you can watch us, and Facebook, where you can Facebook us. And we have a League of Show Sharers when we post an episode to be shared.
When we remember to share.
Whoops. So it only made it on Twitter this week. Sorry, guys. So the Twitter people get extra love, our X people. In honor of Saw X, we only shared last week's episode.
Are these your favorite X performers? X.
Yes. So Matt Naglia, David Rojas, Spoiler Piece Theater, Mike and Oscar, Invasion of the Remake, Colby Mack, Batman Rye Guy, Geek to Me Radio, Ronnie Castle, In Session Film, Binge Movies, Feelin' Film, and Ryan Terry. So now we'll know among our Facebook followers who really likes us.
That's right.
When they share it, even though we've already read the League of Show Sharers.
We'll find out.
Those are the ones that love you.
Right? Yeah. I figure we can tack them on, and it's either going to be the same list or it will be an extra large League of Show Shares next week.
That's been seamless.
Yeah.
Thanks for the
homework. We have 2 weeks.
Thanks for the homework, Kevin.
We have 2 weeks of...
just for that.
All of right. My buddy Al will take care of it.
So anyway, there's all that.
Oh, I guess I should say I did a guest spot on It Pod to Be You with friend of the show, Manish.
Yeah, he's great.
We talked about Jerry Maguire.
A million years ago.
Yeah. He said that I was the last one.
All right.
So I did that. So that's up, and you can find that anywhere. We talked about Jerry Maguire, which I got to tell you, I'd never seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Me the money.
That's the thing. It's all. You talked about Psycho last week, where it's you knew all the hits,
there's a couple big lines from that movie.
Yeah, what's another one of the lines?
The human.
You had me in Hello.
Yeah, that's the big one. And the human head weighs.
Yeah, human head weighs
7 pounds or whatever.
But
also Binge Movies.
That sounds like a good one for Saw. Good quote for Saw. The human head weighs 7 pounds.
You had me in Hello.
You had me in Hello. But
Hello,
also binge movies. This by the time this one comes up, this episode should be out. I'm on the next episode of Binge Movies as well. So check that out.
What do they make you binge?
It was Real Steel. Johnny,
that's so good.
That's what I said.
Jason did not agree.
He was not agreed.
Oh
with me.
Boy,
he's wrong.
I know he's wrong.
Real Steel,
absolutely think Real Steel is an amazing movie.
Real Steel is a blast. That movie has no right to be as good as it is.
I completely
Rock 'em Sock 'em Robots the movie
with Wolverine.
I went into that movie. Dreading it.
Yes.
Like, I was just like,
it looks so silly.
This looks like
I felt that way about Pirates.
Yeah, like the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah.
And by the end, I was like, yeah, get him! Punch that robot.
Pirates, the softcore porn from Blockbuster?
Yes.
Is that the one you're talking
from
about?
Vivid Pictures. Yeah. I
remember going to Blockbuster
all the way through, so.
I remember it always been on the wall of Blockbuster when you go through them, looking at the new releases, and like that one was just always sitting there.
I was working, and we got we would get those.
Did anyone rent it
all the time?
Did they?
Yes. Oh, okay. Are you kidding me?
Did they always rent it with nine other movies?
They would put it on the bottom.
Yeah. Right.
Oh yeah. Well,
you don't put it in the bottom. You put it third.
In the middle or something.
Sure. So you're just scanning.
It was easy
anywhere.
To grab accidentally.
I guess I'll take it.
As a joke, I'll watch it.
I thought this was Pirates of Penzance. I'm a huge musical fan, and imagine my chagrin when I'm watching this movie.
And it's the Pirates with No Pants.
Look, I got about 15 and a half minutes in. I just turned it off. There was no reason to watch it any further than that.
Wow.
Well, you know.
Got me beat.
You've seen more of that movie than anyone.
But we would get those,
not in a row.
Not in a row.
Not 15 in a row.
No. Yeah, throughout the course of the 7 days I had it.
Right.
But we would get those, we would get movies a week in advance.
Yeah.
And I remember we were, you had to put them all together. And I was just like, what is this? We've never gotten a movie like this. Well, how is
right?
this?
Just, right, because you didn't is, see okay, that stuff at Blockbuster, but that one was
there's
there.
A hardcore version of
I would say my guess
oh,
is
oh, there's a real.
Hardcore.
That's yeah. This is the one that we got was the USA Up All Night edit. Of Pirates.
Oh, that's
the
hilarious. There's a real
that they knew Blockbuster would carry.
Correct.
Oh, I had
there's
no
a
idea.
Real,
oh.
like, yeah. There's
well,
a
that makes more
version.
Sense for the production, because it's why would you spend all that money for some, it's not even, it's USA to say. Like, it's like a cable
version of whatever. No, there is a hardcore version of that exists.
It's director's cut.
The Snyder cut.
A 4.5 hour. Could you imagine, like, just some porn director who was like, no, this is going to be, this is my defining moment. It's a 4.5 hour
porn. They come out and all their fans for years are just like, I know that's not the real cut. I want to see the 4 hour cut.
There's a better cut of the porn version of Pirates.
I guess there is.
There
though.
Must be.
I
mean, it's the hardcore version. Yeah. So it's just like, I don't need to see. Like, just nothing.
Too much slow-mo, if
yeah,
you ask
right,
me.
Yeah, right.
See, I thought just you watched those things for the story, and that one's mainly story.
Mm-hmm. It's all it is.
Yeah.
Some awkward dry humping that you're like, I think maybe.
I don't think it's dry.
That's true. Well, I guess it could be.
They're just not showing you.
No, that's exactly
the
it looks
part
like, yeah,
of
the wet
the humping.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody ever talks about wet humping.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's just called sex.
I think we need to start calling it wet humping.
Right.
I feel like we've really missed an opportunity here. It's been right in front of us the whole time.
Trademark.
Yeah. Trademark real spoilers.
Yeah.
There it is. Trademark.
Wet humping. Every time kids graduate from dry humping to wet humping, they'll owe us $4.
True.
Get the trademark attorney on the phone.
That's right.
In a couple years, we'll have that trademark.
Nah, some other podcast will take it.
We'll fight. Get it back.
That's right.
So socks.
Man.
Matt, what did you think this movie rocks, or did...
I think it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
This I did a little, you peek at the Rotten Tomatoes or whatever and kind of what people are saying, and everyone's loving it. And
yeah.
I'm baffled, and I'm like, maybe I missed something. I was ready to come in here.
You saw the Blockbuster cut.
Oh, no.
There was a lot of dry humping.
Yeah. I was ready to come in here and really hear you guys out, because I felt like I must be wrong.
I thoroughly enjoyed this movie.
No!
It's so much better than the movies we've seen lately.
I will say, even though I didn't like it, it was better than Nun 2. It was better than
Exorcist Believer.
That's fair.
Like, this movie had a plot and writing and characters. Yeah. Like, I cannot believe they took the Jigsaw Killer and made him the main character that you follow, and then for like an hour just had drama about the killer. But I'm just like, wow, this is good. Like, I cannot believe this movie's so good.
He's an awful man.
I know, but
do they always make it where you're kind of rooting for him?
So
that's a new thing.
They always have kind of taken the victims have always kind of had
really care that they're being killed.
Well, no, but you care that they're being killed, and then at least in the first two. It's just Carrie Ewells and Lee Winnell. Like, those are the two people in a room with this dead body. Ewells? Elways? How do you say it? Is it Elways?
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be Ewells. That is not in your head.
Right? It's Scorsese. See? Scorsese.
Yeah.
See?
No, but they used to say it that way.
I always called it, because we always call him that. That's what I've always called him. And people are like, why do you guys say it like that? It's Elways. But I always called him Carrie Ewells from Princess Bride.
Yeah,
that's how I always heard
unless
it said.
Unless we all just thought that we were all wrong.
He just rolled with
from
it.
From the 90s.
From the Princess Bride.
From the 80s.
Yeah.
It's been... Yeah.
But anyway, I said you crap because I know
no,
that we're
getting it. No, it's totally legit. Because in my head, I was like, oh, am I going to say this the right way? But, so in that movie, though, in the first one... Like, those two characters, you don't know anything about them until, like, the last 20 minutes.
And it starts playing Hello Zap.
And then you get, like, okay, maybe these guys aren't the best people. But...
Yeah, but it's so funny because when you watch the first one again, and it's well written. There's a lot of clever twists and turns, how everyone's connected and all this. So it's really entertaining and keeps you guessing the whole time. But it's funny to see how Jigsaw and Jigsaw's acolytes have progressed in their going-ons, whatever you would call their dedication to this whole thing.
It's like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, because...
It is kind of.
Because in the first movie, it's like... You had an affair, and you were hired to take photos of someone having an affair. You guys have to die. And then also it's like, here.
Whoa. Jigsaw never killed anybody.
And then after that, it's like, here, you have 10 hours to cut your leg off, to cut your ankle off.
Yeah, like the only way to get out of here is
but
to
it's so
cut
tame
your own leg off.
Compared to them having to up the ante nine different times. So it's just funny to watch the first one where they're just like, here you guys go. cut your ankle off.
The ending. I also couldn't help but think, knowing that there's 10 of these.
Yeah.
That I'm like, well, the fact that he keeps changing the method, like that's.
Right. I mean, just do it again.
It's just for the viewer, right? Yeah, like, right, it's not like the guy you're doing it to is aware and has read the you know, 10 hacks to beat jigsaw puzzles, right? It's
but I
like,
think that, but
you
I think
just
that,
do the same thing over and over again.
But nobody would know any. Nobody would know. Fine.
But yeah, right, I think he's catering the test
they
to
used
each
to
person.
Be better about that. Like, more like. Like, right, you had an affair, so your penis is tied to a truck.
Right,
or
right.
Whatever.
Do you have an affair with a truck?
Trucks, he was at a truck stop.
Oh, okay.
And that's, you know.
Yeah, Wikipedia glossed.
Yeah,
right,
sure,
right,
sure,
right.
Sure,
but
sure.
I know that you've seen all of them.
Yeah.
Back to back to back to back.
Yes. Did you really
back
do it back to back to back?
For Book of Spiral.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah. I thought you did it again.
And the thing, Tom, that you probably don't know. Mm-hmm. So there's one, part one, whatever. Then right. Part two, you're watching the
I
whole movie.
I knew there
movie
was a part two.
No, oh, well, never mind. Okay. You're watching part two the whole time. You're like, wow, crazy. And then at the end of that one, it's like, actually, we already did it. And
oh,
blah, blah,
that's
blah
right.
Then part three. Now, this is where I'm going to lose the thing. But like part three will happen between part one and two, but you don't know it until the thing. And then part four is like actually before the first one. And Amanda set it all up. And they're all Jigsaw dies in part three. We see him die.
So he's for seven more movies.
Cancer?
The brain thing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was being silly.
No. Like, that's a plot in...
Well, no, he gets killed, but he is dying of the cancer.
But no, what's the one where he has his, like, he has the doctor, he's in the doctor, like, has to cut a hole in his head. Is that, like, five
that
or six?
That could be four, five, six. Yeah, I don't remember.
But, like, he doesn't, he might die in three, but he's in them until like
and there's yeah there's
nine.
There's one
but he
that,
pops up in flashbacks and stuff.
Well,
I
but
don't
some of the movies take place before the first one, but you don't know right it until the end.
Well,
of the
I feel
movie
like this is a little vague about where it's going on.
I think this
nobody
takes place between two and three
because nobody's. If you notice, the phones are really old.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think right this is two and three.
This is
so
a sequel to the first one. They said this is a direct sequel.
Oh, is
sequel
it? It's, okay.
Well,
so
that
it's just
doesn't
only
make
a
sense though because Amanda's in two.
Is
well, yeah,
she,
I think that's a pre. But that's
is
a
she
flashback
in one? Is she the bear trap reverse bear trap in part one?
She's in one.
No, she's in. She's in one. She's the reverse bear trap in two, right? Because we're told in
I
two
have to add a reverse bear trap.
So like it was tied to her jaw,
right?
And instead of clamping down,
oh,
it would clamp
it would
out,
pop open.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
That's she's
see if she's in part. See if she's in one.
She's in two
in
for
one
sure.
She's
because, oh yeah, yeah.
I
yeah
just want. She's the one that escaped. She's the only one that escaped.
I think
Jigsaw's
is
trap
that Sanovi.
No, it's Shawnee Smith.
I think okay in part two you think because
she's part of the crew.
You think she gets put back in it for falling back.
But she's part.
But
of
she's
it
actually part
uh-huh
of it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but she is in one because we find out that she's
you
working
might be right. She
I
might
just
be like,
watched it. I know
so
she.
Is she,
know
is she
I'm
the
right
cold open? If for one,
she's not the listed on Wikipedia. It's Carrie, whoever,
and Lee Winnell,
Danny Glover.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Danny Glover isn't that
Monica Potter?
Uh huh. Oh, Monica Potter's in that. Oh, she's the she's Carrie Elway's wife.
And Carrie Elway sounds like he should be a football player.
Well, because there's John
I
Elway
know, that's what always right makes, yeah.
Michael Emerson, Ken Long. I mean, I don't know how to say that. Sorry, Ken. And then Lee Winnell.
Oh, Ken Long. He's from Lost.
Geez.
He's
oh,
the guy
oh,
from
okay
Lost.
He's son?
No, no, no. That's, no, that's Sung. That's Sung
Son's
Kang
the wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, that's Sung
we're
Kang,
getting,
the actor. But,
right now.
But Ken Long is the guy that was working with Daniel or whatever. He's kind of like the hard-nosed guy in Lost. Who? How could I describe the character? He.
Where's Daniel?
Him know and Daniel were together. You know Daniel Faraday or whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
he
oh,
had
okay
some connection with. He was a cop or sent to do. I can't remember the
yeah
Lost stuff. Is just it's
well
lost here. But.
So here's what I'll say about this one. It just feels like this is some weird side quest.
I thought the same
it's like, well, what
thing.
This doesn't matter. It's doing all the same like Jigsaw. Being like, I've never killed anybody.
Jigsaw
like, we've been over that. I think everyone's made up their mind if he does or doesn't kill people, which is...
He's also kidnapped people.
And he's... The
and
bear, like,
brutally
okay
tortured
right
them.
Right, so
correct
it's like, okay, you didn't kill a lady, but you cut her leg off. I mean, you did cut her leg
saw
off.
Amanda.
So. Yeah, okay. She's in the cold open. I forgot that.
She's the one that the police rescue. She's the only victim who survived.
With the scars.
She dug through someone's intestines to get a key to get out of that.
Which, right. What did that guy do? He didn't kill that guy?
What?
Oh.
Jigsaw.
Like, or maybe that guy didn't make it?
But he was from another trap or something.
But he was alive. Like, Amanda had to kill him to get the key.
Well, she did it. Well, that's his thing, though, but she killed him, not...
Right, but, like... but that's...
Well, I know, obviously, he's not a good person, no, but I'm saying, his but whole thing is they have to make these choices.
But at this point, so, but that's the thing, like, okay, I can see some flawed logic here, but if the thing is she kills him or she dies... You have caused the death of one person,
right?
Regardless,
at the very least, it's criminal negligence.
And like, if you wanted to do the movie where it's like, this John Kramer guy's crazy, but this movie's like, maybe he's right.
Well, that's okay. This is the Don't Breathe 2 problem, where in the first Don't Breathe, you're kind of on the side of the blind guy, where these kids have broken into his house, they're trying to steal his money, and then they get to the basement, and you're like. You're not a good guy. Like, you are the worst kind of guy. And then
we love a Who's the Monster scenario. For sure. Yes.
But, love right. it.
But when the movie clearly answers,
you're shoving
it's that person, and they're right, the one.
You're shoving a turkey baster somewhere it didn't go.
But in
Don't Breathe 2, they're like, he's the good guy.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, I don't. Nope, you can't do that.
But this is the bad guy and badder guys scenario that we always talk about. No one's saying John Kramer's a great guy.
He's the hero of this movie.
That's fine. Or he's the antagonist.
I guess.
He's not the hero. Like,
protagonist.
Certainly he's the protagonist, but I agree with Joe that they're saying he's like...
He's the avenging angel. They're trying to surround him with people who are all so bad that by comparison, he's okay.
And like, you're just trying to understand why he does what he does. He's not good, and he's not going through it by legal methods.
He's an anti-hero.
But they're showing you why John Kramer does what he does and his methods. Like, you can agree or not. But
there is really only one person that's the worst, and like it's the gal.
Yeah, but they all work together to con dying people, 70 dying people or whatever, out of their money. Like, that's really bad to give 70 people false hope.
Sure.
And they're all going along with it for money.
And if John Kramer was like a petty criminal, I could go, yes, I see. He's bad too, but he is
a serial killer.
Yes.
He's a serial killer.
Like, by the time we get to, I mean, even in the first movie, when Danny Glover is...
It's like when they shanked Jeffrey Dahmer in prison, you weren't like, well, that's uncalled for. Right. You were more just like, well, I mean,
no, that tracks.
Okay. Well, and if Jigsaw died in this, you'd be like, well, he's pretty bad.
No, so. I don't think, not in this one.
I don't think that's what the filmmakers are going for.
I don't think so at all.
I think they're trying to, like, turn him into they're doing the wrestling thing.
Yep. He's walking out with the little kid.
Yeah.
You know, and being like, I never kill you,
saved a child.
When they go walking out hand in hand and arm in arm, I was like, what are we doing?
And like, it's just like 9 movies of seeing him be a serial killer.
But this is number 2, so like,
oh,
you
you're
can't,
right.
But you can't, you're... you have to dismiss, I mean, whether
Wait,
you can.
Hold on, though, but it's only, but I
Wait,
don't
so
even remember how many happened before part 1.
So since this is technically part 2 and none of the other stuff has happened, it's okay to root for him? Which means that I can watch Annie Hall guilt-free.
I don't think that's correct. That's,
I think that's the takeaway of this movie.
I do think that all he's done
I
is...
can listen to I Believe I Can Fly.
Honestly, I think we could have a film festival.
Yeah.
Up
to a certain... what, like 93?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Up, be fine.
Up through, like, at least through Hannah and her sisters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
I didn't think that deep into it. I get what you're saying. All valid points, especially if you've seen all the rest of the movies. I had not seen all of them.
I've never seen anything, so I just thought he was delightful.
Right?
I love
Why are they
I
doing
love,
this to this poor guy?
I love the fact that he's enacting justice in a way that our courts cannot.
Also,
I would like to vote for this one.
How interesting to find out that brilliant John Kramer is like a dumbass sucker. Like, what a... Are you kidding me, John? What are you doing?
Yeah, it is like when that guy walks up at the order, orders the blueberry scone, and he's totally fine. And it's like, don't be dumb. Like, what are you doing?
Well, yeah, but I also think that you're not going to think, I mean, he kind of got conned at his own game of setting all these things up. You're not going to think that going to a support group, someone's going to plant a support group, go find him weeks later, show this fake scar.
I got to tell you, after watching all these Saw movies, he should have figured it out.
I think
He's only been in one.
I've seen none of the Saw movies, and I knew that it was
Did you see the trailer, though?
He's a brilliant architect, engineer, right? Yeah. Architect. I think he could have gone, even if, I mean, maybe this guy just got better. I should know that this isn't
But the
yeah,
thing
real.
Is, the doctor, so the, he sees a news report. We see in the beginning that there is a doctor doing these surgeries, and he is performing them, and he works with his daughter, and the daughter is like, the big pharma's putting him in hiding, and I actually liked the stuff they were saying. I mean, these movies actually have made some really good points, like with the with the guy that denied the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and then, you know, this guy dies because he denies their insurance, and then he has to go and try to save these people from traps that he's wronged, and then the kids of the guy that he got killed have to decide, do you kill him or forgive him? Like, these movies actually have some really interesting commentary.
Because there's one where, like, his wife, John Kramer's wife, works in like a rehab clinic, and this drug deal,
drug rehab.
Okay. And like a guy comes in and like hits her in the stomach with a door, and
they
like
lose their child,
and then the wife becomes Jigsaw.
This is why I've always been an avid proponent of door control.
You just got to put those little stoppers out there. Yeah. It'll be great.
There are interesting things in these movies, and so the way this movie goes about him saying, like, you know, there's nothing here the U.S. can do, but, you know, people do go to other countries for treatment. I mean, it's actually, this is real world stuff. And so for him to believe and to see, well, this is this doctor known for curing people, and then the daughter of the doctor, you know, and it makes sense. Like, yeah, Big Pharma's got him on the run because obviously he's going to cost them billions if he does all these cures. So I'm carrying out the research while he's in hiding. Come join us. Like, that would seem to check out. Like, the daughter of the guy isn't running cons.
I think, you know, for me, if this was like, oh, this is a 30-year-old, 25-year-old John Kramer that hasn't become who he is, but like, he's
about to die. I mean, but he's got nothing to lose. Like, I think if you're knocking on death's door, I think, especially with all the facts we just laid out, I mean, what is
here's the other problem.
He doesn't have time to, like,
I just didn't believe that he would fall for it.
But here's the other thing.
Also, like, normally you're stealing a dead person's money. You're robbing someone of inheritance. He doesn't seem to have anyone to leave this money to anyway.
No, he does not.
So, like, whatever.
Well, you're fine.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't seem like whatever to him.
Yeah, definitely did not.
Well, maybe he's just being a little bitch about the whole thing.
But in the first movie, Tobin Bell, who plays John Kramer, is significantly younger. And
do you think he would get away with it if he, instead of calling himself Jigsaw, just used his initials on the notes? Because it'd be killed you.
JC?
JK.
It's K. It's
JK Rowling gets away with it, right?
She gets away with all kinds of stuff. But like, if we're saying that, like, by the second movie, he is this frail, sickly man.
I mean, he's dying in the first one.
He's in a hospital bed in all of part three.
I mean, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that his look, or just because this movie's coming out 15 years?
Yeah, 2000.
Early 2000s, right? So 20 years?
Yeah, 2001.
But,
maybe?
Like, I mean, he was old and he was sickly in the character.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, and in this one, it's like, I don't see any disconnect. There.
It didn't bother
me at all.
But I will say, the ending of that first one is incredible.
Mind blowing. At the time, you just were like, and the whole movie, though, the way it weaves, how this guy's doing this and they know them from this. And
right.
You don't see it coming. Like, in Lee Whannell, who stars in the movie.
I think he co-wrote the first one for sure.
Wrote the movie, and James Wan directed it, and that was their start, right?
That's it.
That's now, you know, I mean, James Wan, huge Hollywood director, and
maybe not for much longer, depending on what happens with Aquaman.
Well, but no matter what he does,
he's gonna be fine.
Yeah,
that movie's got enough
hits on his resume that they'll let him get away with, especially one as muddled as that.
Man, what a crazy story that is.
No one's going to hold that one against
him. Not at all. But, you know, so James Wan, I mean, that's how he got to start. Lee Whannell, who directed the fantastic Invisible Man with...
And Upgrade, if you've ever seen Upgrade. I kind of recommend that enough.
James Wan directed... Or no, I'm sorry, Lee Whannell did Upgrade? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that movie was fantastic. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, so he's really good. And so they start this thing off. And that first movie, again, just revisiting it 20 years later, I had not seen it since it first came out. But there's a reason why there's 10 and a half, whatever, of, you know, whatever right. you count. And the, you know, there's a reason why there's 11 movies. It's like they started something. That first one was so good. And I even remember the second one being
second
like,
one's also good. Equally as good.
Yeah. I think this one is pretty much in line with all of it. I think the thing for me is just the way people have been like, Saw's back, baby. And it's like, it's just the same dumb.
But this is a paint by numbers.
But I don't think, just my opinion, the reason why I think people are liking it is all the character development. I don't think they're saying John Kramer is a great person or whatever, but it's like they gave you they fleshed out the character to where we were just like, he's this engineer who's lost stuff and wants to punish people. And now they're like, he's a human being
this
who
is the, to
doing
me
this, stuff.
This is the I enjoy the Rob Zombie Halloween, but this is just like the Rob Zombie Halloween where
I believe it's actually supposed to be referred to as the Mickey Dolan Halloween.
Sorry, correct. Yeah. Yes, right, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
We knew he had cancer. We knew he was trying to like give people their lives, like a Fight Club situation. Yeah. You appreciate your life from now on.
Yeah.
And this is like if they made a movie where between killing people, Jeffrey Dahmer actually went and stopped a guy, Bernie Madoff situation or something. Like, what? Okay.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from because generally when they try to make the bad guy the sympathetic.
Yeah, like I don't need my monster to have. I'm like, well.
It's the problem
it's
I've had
so
for
bad.
A long time with Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn is it's
bad
a problem.
Guy, and as fun as that movie is and everything, but the way they're trying to make her, it's like she murders people with the Joker.
She killed Robin.
She's not a good person. So I think I want Batman to be the good guy, and it's like Joker is a great villain, but I don't want him and his henchmen.
But never the twain shall meet.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's not that like I don't want reasons or shades of gray or that this is a human. But like,
I don't know that you want them in a Saw movie.
Well, maybe, yeah.
It's like I mean, like it is.
I don't
like
think
these,
that's what you're coming to a Saw
movie
for.
I will, but
50 Saws of Grey.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's all bondage. It's all
bondage. Yeah, it's really one. Just click.
It's one blockbuster director's cut away from.
I do enjoy the like Kevin was saying, like the. But one time they knocked a kid's ice cream out of his hand and you're going like, oh man, I like this guy. Maybe he should actually get his head smashed. Yeah. And it's very light in that. Like you're not, it's a thought experiment type thing.
Right.
Yeah. This feels much more like, you know, John Kramer, kind of a good guy.
Yeah. They should be called like Saw X. Hear me out.
Yeah. But like people like John Kramer, Tobin Bell, right? And they want to get him back in the movie, and it does seem like, wow,
how do
we
do
can't
that?
Make a new main character. Like,
yeah.
But that's kind of what they did. Like every time. So the first one is John Kramer. The second one is John Kramer and Amanda. The third one is John Kramer, Amanda, and the cop.
Right.
By the time we get to the fourth one, it's...
The cop, right?
Did you freak out when the cop came back at the end?
That means nothing to him because he hasn't seen anything.
Were you going like, it's him?
No. Right. So
when he gets on the phone, though, is like, detective, I was like, oh, I know who that guy is.
Right.
Like, well,
I knew that there was a police officer that played a role. So whenever he kept saying detective, now, I just assumed it was that.
He's dead, by the way.
That guy's died.
Long dead.
They're all
the
long
character
dead.
Or the actor?
The character.
The character actor.
Because Donnie Wahlberg's in one of these and gets his head smashed by two blocks of ice.
That's, but I think the way I watched this film, having not seen a lot of the others, like I've seen 1, 2, and 3, and then I think I saw 3D and fell asleep in the theater during it.
So bad.
But I saw it really late at night. But so like I've seen some of these movies, didn't really remember them. But I watched this movie as just, I just had fun with it. Like I wasn't thinking of it like, oh, John Kramer's a good guy, action, blah, blah. I'm like, he's punishing bad people, and I just kind of had
fun.
It was never
fun.
That's like, not fun, so but I mean, I just, I
okay,
was
so,
watching
to me,
it like.
These were coming out once a year.
Yeah.
Like for a while, right? Yeah. And they kind of became the new Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Friday the 13th, they were cranking them out. Now, Friday the 13th to me is fun. because yes. I think that the kills are ridiculous. Jason, it's fun to watch Jason swing a sleeping bag with somebody in it into a tree. Like, that's hilarious. This, it, like, the Saw movies, just, and it's the torture porn aspect of it, I think, just feels more cruel than anything. And maybe it's because Jason is this supernatural boogeyman where Tobin Bell is like a real person and these people are in real traps. And there is just something.
You know, there's a person playing Jason.
I mean,
right?
I mean, which we talked about.
CJ Graham.
Kane Hodder.
Obviously. Yeah. Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah.
I think I appreciated. I know what you're saying. It's weird, though, but clear, there's a reason. This movie's fresh with critics, and I'm trying to figure out why, and I really enjoyed it. I think some of it is
because it is better than the last movies we've got. Sure.
I think there was pathos to it. Like, they're just, I felt like I was watching. I'm not trying to put down any other movies by saying, like, those aren't real movies or whatever, but it just felt like there was, it reminded me of the first one where you're like, this is good writing and good characters and everything. I think it's different
from what we've been getting from horror movies lately.
That is fair.
So even though it's a 10th, 11th, if you're going to count Spiral, in the franchise, it's, but it feels fresh compared to the other.
Exactly. Horror has, I'm not going to use the word evolved, but it has changed.
Yeah.
Like in the mid to early 2000s, torture porn was it.
That's, it was everywhere.
That's all we were getting. Yeah. Hostiles, Saw.
You know what this is kind of like? This is like Iron Man 3. This is Jigsaw without his Iron Man suit.
I felt like I was watching.
Did
Shane Black direct
this? I was like watching a Jigsaw movie, but without him doing the Jigsaw. I mean, was about the person.
I thought it was going to be that, but then he brought Billy with him, and he brought a tricycle, and he brought 10 tape recorders, which he didn't need because he's in the room.
Yeah, right.
You
never
you never travel anywhere without your
Billy
doll,
Billy
puppet, tricycle. Is that what his name is?
Billy. Yeah,
I didn't know that name. I always thought he was like Jigsaw. I thought that was
it's funny. Like there are things that they have disregarded from previous movies where he would cut
a puzzle piece
out of like their skin.
Well, he didn't ship his knife. He only gets one bag. He brought Billy.
Where are you gonna find a knife in Mexico?
Great point. Yeah, I just felt like
it's a waste because John Kramer is apparently a gifted project manager.
Oh yeah.
So he really could have excelled.
Mm-hmm.
In numerous fields with that skill set.
Yeah, but he was. He did it in a timely manner.
I'm just like,
he came in under budget.
This is a lot to go through. I'm just watching. Like, when did they have
when they get to the second one?
I mean,
and
just scouting the real estate to find a location.
Right. It's insane. And they know he's watching them. He's talking to them, but then at some point, he got a little tape recorder out and went, "You were mean to me, and now you gotta cut your leg off." And like he's telling them,
play the tape. It'll explain everything.
I would love to see scenes of just like him, like
putting it together.
Him like screwing up the take.
God damn it!
Yeah, see, what you want is like Scary Movie 6 is what you want, because that would be the whole.
The best part is it's a tape, so he has to record for 2 minutes. He's like, "Oh, I screwed that up." Then he has to rewind it record over it, you know.
Tries to punch in, gets it wrong.
And then you hear like a baseball game on the radio. Yeah, he recorded another day.
Hang on, a car drove by.
Yeah. Well, see, that's how they get you. Saw one. Ambulance drives by.
That's how
Danny Glover cracks the case. I mean, there's like Danny Glover and Benjamin Linus from Lost, and there's all sorts of people in the first one. Like, they got, you know, with Carrie Elwood and, you know, Lee Winnell.
And like, the best part, we'll just talk about the first one, where, like, you see something happen.
I'm so glad I went to see this movie so you can talk about the first one.
Well, like, the way they film that is, like, I think that opens with Lee Winnell in a tub, and he stands up, and you just see, like, you see something that you think is completely...
Did they play tub thumping?
They did.
That would have been great.
You see something that happens that doesn't mean anything in the moment. But then, of course, when they go back, they're
a
like...
A rubber ducky.
It's exactly what it was. Yeah. But like...
A number on the bottom, and if you just put that into the...
That's how you get out. It's the code on the door.
That's kind of the funny thing, though, because as the audience, when they're like, the key is in the tub, but then you saw it go down the drain in the very beginning. But if you made it that easy for a key that could go down the drain, and no one's going to know about about that. Wasn't that just a torture?
Where they made the like the killer made the traps impossible? Was that Spiral?
That's Amanda doing that.
Amanda did it eventually. And I think, was that sort of a retcon of like, uh-oh, he did kill some people, maybe, and they were like, well, actually,
that was Amanda.
That was a different person.
So Amanda was making them impossible, and then Jigsaw puts her in an actual test because he knows that she is not
following. Yeah, that's the one where the gal gets her face blown off by, like, the shotgun necklace.
I believe so.
Hey, question about this movie.
Yeah.
Real quick, can we talk about
that? Yeah, whatever.
First guy, the taxi driver slices chunks off his arms.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He got away.
I assumed he would like come back with his arms all bandaged.
No, but he won, right? That's the whole thing. And
if you win, you're like, well, there's no need to press charges.
No, right.
I succeeded.
I didn't look this guy in the face or know exactly.
Well, I don't understand how your right arm would have the strength to free your
with
left
no
arm.
Muscle.
Yeah.
I thought he had to cut his arms off.
Well, I think he was I do think he got weaker with the second arm. He was like poking in there and then took his mouth to tear the thing out because he
that
was couldn't
nasty.
Just
it was,
pull
it was that. So like that was the first time I was like, oh, that's pretty gross.
I thought Amanda, she gets away and she's like, I love this guy. I thought he'd like pop back up or something.
No. They did not.
Okay.
I don't know. Because now I feel like that kid at the end of the movie is going to join the crew.
Maybe.
Joe, he's been there the whole time.
I guess that's true.
Until the next one. You'll find out.
I realize that he's been there the whole time.
So Saw X. So
yeah. So
he's got cancer just like in the first one. And he tries to find this experiment. The guy's on the run from Big Pharma. The daughter says, come to Mexico.
On the run.
From Big Pharma. It sounds like a Bill Murray plot.
Right? Well, there's
but we should say that like he goes to the support group and there's a guy there. Who says, you know, I have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. That's it. I'm done.
Henry Kessler, played by Michael Beach.
And Michael Beach is a guy that you see all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's everything.
All the time. Just saw him earlier this morning.
Yeah, that's true. Did you watch it again this morning?
No.
Is this your Halloween and Kills? Is that what we're doing right now?
I went to the 6 a.m. show at the local Cineplex.
So he goes to the doctor. The doctors, the real doctors, are basically saying, hey, man, we got nothing. There's nothing we can do. You've got like 2 months to live. So he's sitting down and he's doing his last will and testament.
And then he does his own research.
Michael Beach was in Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Weren't you just talking about him?
We were talking about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Oh, that's the weird. Netflix one?
Yeah, Michael Beach
that
is
was
in
really
that
good.
As a detective. So I thought that's kind of a...
That's the one that...
With the kid from St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the one
that
where
was
you
really good.
Kind of realized Dahmer... sort of a good guy.
That's funny. Like that was like what people were, and I really didn't take it that way.
I never took it that way.
It was like it was adding nuance.
Sure,
but no. I thought it was funny. Like the victims and the
I thought
the
it
families.
Was funny. The victims. Yeah, that's what you said.
Go back the tape. Clip back.
That the victims and the survivors and the families of the ones who didn't survive felt it was too sympathetic and. Like, I found it fascinating because I felt like it was the first one that really approached it from the victim's POV. Like, you really got a lot of victim, like, time in terms of
my
just being
cynical
killed.
Take. I think the victims really made those statements, really felt that way. I think it was all kind of PR. I think Netflix poked that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that's all the stuff I heard about it before it came out, right?
And when I saw it, I was just like, well, this is actually, like, normally... The victim is like you see him 3 seconds before kill him. Where you spend a lot of time, with some of the victims, in
big time. But no, I think that scene with the sandwich, that was intense.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Michael eat the sandwich, and she's just like, no,
how about
I don't want to.
Michael Beach, Mantis' father, and Aquaman. So there's your Aquaman.
There we go.
All
right,
he's all over the place.
Lee loves him. Lee loves him.
That's you know what? That's a good point, James and Lee could be both.
No, yeah, I mean they're friends.
Yeah. John is filling out his last will and testament. He sees this guy from the cancer group show back up and he's like, I feel great. Like I talked to this doctor. This link is still good. And I'm like, John, Like, and the guy just like writes down the link, like he memorized it.
I bet that's a website.
It's not. I looked.
Oh, you did? Because I'm like, how do they not make a tie-in?
I know, right? Like, they used to do that. And we get John Kramer's email address, right?
Which I thought was crazy.
See, back in the days of Saw and Blair Witch Project, yeah, and all these all late 90s, early 2000s.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
What was that one?
How I Met Your Mother would do
like phone lines to call
and websites and stuff all the time. Yeah.
So he calls the number, and it's Cecilia Peterson, who's the daughter of Dr. Peterson, the great, you know, curing people and everything, played by, I'm going to let you have a stab at this actor's name. It's got some letters I don't recognize.
Miss Lund.
That's as far as I'm getting. I don't know. How do you pronounce that? That looks like a Norwegian or a Danish.
Sinove?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, that's what you think when you who's the one
Saoirse Ronan?
Well, Saoirse, but Saoirse, that's Irish. But who's
I'm allowed to mispronounce it. I'm Irish.
Chloe Savini, right?
Yeah.
Mayor, isn't her last name like Sevigny?
Oh,
yeah.
How you say it, that's one.
Bosley over here. Bosley.
So anyway, she calls and she's like, yeah, we can get you in a couple months or whatever. And
like, you don't have a couple months. You're going to die. He's like,
I can get you in next week. And as we've already spoiled the whole thing, it's all a con. She does this with everyone where she says more time. But then she gets you in, like, you have no time to look it up or anything because you're desperate. And it's like, I'll get you in, just head on over to Mexico this Friday.
Yeah.
And so
she's like, okay.
Yeah.
So he shows up. We meet our cast of characters.
He packs Billy and Tricycle very nicely.
It would have been great if we would have seen him. Like, he's packing a suitcase. He kind of stops, looks over at the tricycle or something. I'll bring it.
Just I would like to know how, from the time he finds out he's wronged, that he gets the doll and the tricycle.
I mean, I guess he calls Amanda, right? So maybe he's like,
"That's true.
Bring me my go bag.
my jigsaw bag."
That's true. She would have brought it. Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
So he figures out
some metal. Bring scraps.
But it is like, I will say, like, there's that scene where he's trying to like triangulate where this building was. Where he's like sitting at like a cafe,
he's sketching it.
Yeah, he's an engineer,
and he's just like, okay, there's the tower. I was okay with that. Where I was like, there's the tower.
That's what I'm saying. Like this movie has stuff in it that's good writing. Where I'm like, wow, that actually makes sense. An engineer would be able to go, I drove past that, so I know that I was staying next to this. I'm here. It's this much distance. Like that's a clever.
I didn't have a problem with that.
Everything else seems like a very clever, smart man, not naive.
But to go back through the thing, so he gets there.
Yeah,
everything checks out. He sees a patient who's just been allegedly cured. He's going to be another. I mean, they're all conning. Right. Everyone's an eye.
Well, it's also that's the thing about these movies is there's always some twist.
Sure.
Where as soon as I see this guy's like, you're in on it.
That,
like,
that's I think what that's we're a doing. Problem for Saw movies and the end of Saw movies. You never can feel like he's in danger. Like the end. Or at least in this one where John. Well, because you know he lives, but
maybe.
But when they're like in that final trap, right? I'm like, well, I know a Saw movie.
I know that the
thing's coming, and there was no surprise.
See, I thought he was going to get his hero's ending. I thought that he was going to sacrifice because he is a bad dude. And so, like, if he dies to protect a kid that wasn't part
of the
plan,
but there's more movies coming. Like there's more like this takes place in between other movies.
I know. Well, but we've done this before. It's alternate timeline. Everything can change.
Sure. I mean, I guess so.
When you rewrite with Halloweens and stuff, you don't go, oh, but then there's 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 coming. You go, no, I rebooted
but
it.
It's, but they're not saying this is a reboot.
No, it doesn't matter what they said. They can do when you make a new second movie, you can do whatever you want.
Mm.
They're not saying this takes place in between. They're going, this is 2.
Oh, I don't think that's right. I think they are definitely saying this takes place in between.
I don't
really think that's what Saw loves to do.
According to Wikipedia, it says this serves as both a direct sequel to Saw and a prequel to Saw 2.
Because when they introduce that, I think when you introduce that detective,
gotcha.
Who?
Oh yeah, right.
Does,
he comes,
you know,
later.
Comes
I thought
later.
They could play with things to where it could be a sequel, but also if they wanted to change the trajectory, I thought it was a different timeline.
No, yeah. I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay, well then, I didn't know.
Well, and I mean, I don't know. It's all fine. Like, the twist is the twist.
Oh.
But I think when you're watching a movie the whole time, it happened to, like, M. Night Shyamalan, right?
Yes.
When you're
yes.
watching the movie going,
knowing
what's
there's a
the
twist?
Twist?
Right. Yeah.
You'll, even you if you it, guess yeah. 4 different twists, you guessed the right one in there, and it kind of makes the whole thing less fun in a way. Mm. Like, I don't know what they should. Like, I'm not saying like
people
what they should have done.
Approaching M. Night Shyamalan movies as like adversarial,
yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah,
like,
oh,
they're
yeah,
sure, just sure. like you're not gonna trick me. Right. They were mad at him for tricking him, them, quote unquote, tricking him, them in the first place. Even though they love Sixth Sense,
yeah.
they were just like, "Well, I gotta you're be a smart gonna, guy.
You're not gonna get me again."
I'll That's so it weird because it's like twists are fun. I don't. Know, the, I don't. Why are you I'm mad tell- at people for
when that the end of that first one? Spoilers, Tom. When he stands up,
oh, yeah.
and you're like, "What the fuck is happening yeah. right now?" And
like in hindsight, it's kind of dumb, but also like at the time, it was like, whoa.
Well, it's
like
the,
I don't know what
this,
that achieves
in that moment.
I don't know why he's in the room.
But
at
like,
all.
if he was just outside, like that right. didn't do any that did not change the puzzle other than to be like, gotcha.
He enjoys theatrics.
That's yeah. true. He's yeah.
But it, I mean, I'm saying it was great, but I'm saying watching it now and knowing he was in there, then watching it from that perspective, I go, like, what did that accomplish?
How did they not see him breathing?
Right. Well, I'm guessing he was tranquilized.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. That's
but
right.
I was like, what did that accomplish other than for the one guy to be like, no, what? But like,
actually, but then, so in, I think the thing in this movie is that the twist, it's like not.
The twist is that the guy that we see in the beginning with the neck patch is in on it.
Right. That's so the that's twist. The double twist. Yeah. Right. So the twist we find out halfway through the movie, John wakes up from surgery. Cecilia says, you've done great. Take two of these for a week and head on home. You're great. And so he goes and he triangulates where the
he wants to give Gabriella the tequila.
Gabriella, who yeah. says, Cecilia saved my life. Everyone there is either like involved or like working for her and she helped them, whatever. So he wants to give her the bottle of tequila that she offers him that he couldn't drink for good luck before the surgery. So he goes back to give it to her. The place is abandoned. He sees that the surgery that he thought he was watching on TV yeah. during
which I
the...
did kind of like this where they just right. found the
I figured that was what was going on the whole time.
Oh, really?
I really did. I was like, they're not really operating.
I know my own brain, I think.
But they say you have to be awake, which I think does happen so that when they're doing surgery, they know, like, they do yeah. keep people
so,
awake. During...
So they don't be like, can you move your fingers real quick? Oh, no.
Put that back real quick. But he sees it, and, like, I think they had to turn it away because it was about to go to, like,
that's exactly what
play
I was
scene
do.
Two. And,
yeah.
Because the twist of this is that, oh, it's a, like, for surgeons how
it's
to
an instructional
perform.
Video.
Yeah, yeah. And so.
Because that's a thing.
So they couldn't have it play too long, right. And so they turned it away. And then we find out that, like, everybody was in on it. The driver was he, like, actually the surgeon. The taxi driver
right.
was the surgeon.
Yeah.
And then, like, an anesthesiologist.
Is a guy that works at a vet's office, but not a vet, but also a. Here's the thing, is they also try to make these other people, like, bad people. And I don't think
Carrie Ewells was having an affair, but like that's not the death sentence. You know what I mean? None of these people in
yeah.
Saw, like the people aren't really like
spoilers. Carrie Ewells becomes Jigsaw.
Well, they all do, right? Yeah, that's right. What, if you, right. you either die a hero or live long enough to become a Jigsaw. But when I was watching, that's what I'm saying. Like, and what was Adam doing? Like the Lee Winnell character in the first movie,
just taking pictures.
And who was hired by someone
right,
to do
right,
a
right.
job? And
he's a little scummy, but he's just like.
But scummy, you're like if you're a PI, like you take photos of people you're investigating.
Yeah. He didn't appreciate his life,
but he ended up dying by
yeah.
Jigsaw because his crime, that as far as we know, was he took photos
that's
during an
yeah,
investigation.
That's when Donnie Wahlberg goes back to the little thing, and we see Lee Winnell's yeah. decomposed
skeleton.
Body.
So, but anyway,
but
that's
so,
the
yeah,
thing.
So,
like,
but here's the thing: is like the gal who was the nurse is a sex worker, and it's just like I mean, but that doesn't make her a bad person because she's a sex.
Well, this
worker.
Takes
like,
place in 2004.
Yeah, so it yeah,
it's a very yeah. different.
Yeah. Right, Gabriella is a drug addict, which I did like that aspect of
Amanda yeah.
being like, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't do anything wrong. She, you know, sometimes people do things when they're addicted to drugs that they
yeah.
wouldn't normally do.
And Jigsaw's
and like, okay,
you,
like
you in or are you out?
Yeah, like, she's like, fuck off.
Well, and
fine.
I don't. Am I? Do these people travel with the daughter doctor, or does she like show up at a place and find?
That's what I think.
Down
I'm
on their luck, people
finds actors.
Yeah, I think she found them because they all had bases there,
right? Which is like, okay, maybe the doctor lady, but these people are all
making money,
victims in a sense.
Well, and that's but I think that's what the movie is actually getting you to think about. That's the thing. We're supposed to question, but these people really aren't that bad. What people make bad choices when they're in tough positions.
But then you can't root for John Kramer, who's killing somewhat innocent people.
He is a serial killer.
Yes. That's why I'm saying I don't think he is a good guy, because you can see what he's trying to do, but he's also wrong. And you're supposed to say, but yeah, these people really weren't.
Well, and when he is not the main character, I think that works great.
But when when he's off in the distance, but when he's in the room, so I guess we'll just get into the traps. The first trap is a Valentina, and she's in kind of like a guillotine with like, and she basically has to cut off her own leg and then use the bone marrow from her.
The marrow part. Which, man, this was nasty.
That was gnarly.
Wasn't it?
That
to see the blood drop and the marrow collect in a pan.
And she had to do it in 3 minutes, and if she didn't do it, guillotine basically was going to cut her head off.
I love that, like, okay, reverse bear trap, right? We don't see it. In the first movie, it never goes off.
Right, yeah.
And they have realized, okay, we got to show her cut her leg off. But... we got to see her head get cut off, too. Like, you have to see both parts.
Well, this is what I was talking about. So in the first movie, you have 10 hours to cut your ankle off and kill this guy. 10 hours to think about this. In this movie, each person gets 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and
right,
they
right.
all do it. And needed like 3 minutes. They need 3 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yes,
but also, it's just... you want this gal to cut her leg off and suck
and
the marrow.
And be awake enough to do it,
in
right?
3 minutes. I don't think that's possible.
That's what I mean. Yeah. He's kind of setting them up like the whole Amanda process.
Also, the 10 hours, it's also like the torment of having to contemplate.
Right.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, well, I have 8 hours. I could maybe figure this out.
Right.
But yeah, just the whole first movie is them trying to maybe figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be like...
this movie's like, go!
I mean,
this one, like, 3 minutes. I'd be like, dude, I... can't even change my own wiper blades.
I know.
You want me to do what?
I'd just be like, was there
just
a way
run
to
the
just, can I just like hit a button to run the timer down and cut my head off? Like, I can't. I don't even know. Could I see my bone from my?
Well, that's
don't
the
you
thing.
Think the
viewpoint?
Shock of it is that you would just pass out. Like,
I think
you couldn't really do this stuff.
I think you get in my professional opinion.
Yes,
I think you get like four, like maybe 3 to 4, like zip, zip, zips, and then you're passed out.
Yeah.
Because if that thing's as sharp as it is, it's, I mean, it's not like it's like a hot knife through butter. Like,
but there's
tendons and muscle and.
But I think then we have to pull back. We're watching a Saw movie. We really can't analyze it. But yes, in the real world, I don't think any of this stuff.
Would have gone forward anyway and just like decapitated herself.
Yeah. So it's like none of this is possible. But so anyway, she cuts it off.
Yeah. I mean, would presumably need to like angle herself against that razor
and
wire.
Every time she kept going closer to the thing, I'm like, are you going to like nick your neck at least? Yeah. Because she kept like.
Well, and then she
right
grabbed
to...
that thing to begin with, and she was like, ow.
What? That's so fun. It's such a movie thing. Like, we're all going like, I wonder, is it sharp? Oh, it is. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, just show you. He told you and he showed you.
So, yes, she doesn't make it. She cuts the...
But just like all these traps are going to be, the marrow was going to like right to
right
the line
there
where you needed.
Right
I want to see. Yeah, we need a kinder, gentler jigsaw where he goes. All right. I mean, it's all mainly the idea. Of
but if John,
I mean, you got the gist of it.
Yeah, right, you did it. You did.
But
it.
Really, but if John's whole thing is these people are choosing redemption and to save their own lives, she did it. Like whether she did it in 3 minutes or 3 minutes 4 seconds, like
you did it.
She did learn do the thing that you wanted to do.
Which is interesting because they bring that up with Amanda in two or three, but they do not bring it up with John in
that's
this
true
one.
No, it's three. So, it's the one
where he's in the hospital, right?
Yeah.
I think
so.
Right.
I do wish there was a little more introspection, and because this movie again does get deeper and follows this character, I wish he would realize that it seems to me that with his traps in this, he's kind of going down the Amanda route.
Right.
He is punishing these people, and they die when they're doing the things. One, and then the next guy, right? He saws his own head open to extract brain matter. He does it. Like if you do that, I mean,
well, yeah.
He barely dissolves it to the line where it's like, nope. Then he gets.
Yeah, which
because in these movies you want to see the kills. You don't want to see every character redeem themselves.
That's what I'm saying.
That would have been
Friday the 13th.
This would have been a little bit of a head fake, though, right? Like, what if every character did it?
Yeah,
and you saw no kills.
And John, it would be at 20% fresh.
Right. But they all die, right? So the guy, he bone saw, takes out brain, is wobbling, puts it in the dissolving fluid. It gets the enzymes. It's like almost there, almost there. Nope.
Nope.
And they put like a hot, like,
and they burn his face or whatever.
Which is interesting because that was not a good kill. Right?
No,
the thing closing on his head is like, whatever.
All right, I
guess. But it's a thing with, it's like your stove. Like, it was like hot.
Yeah, but we don't see anything.
Coils.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying,
they
like,
don't show you anything.
Watching her get her head cut off was like, oh man, cool.
But then you just saw him wiggle.
Kevin, you don't want a money shot that's just a close up of the dude's face.
That's exactly it.
Right?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, he could have, there was really no like payoff.
I think the guy holding pieces of his brain in
They did that in Hannibal. I've seen that movie.
That's
Ray Liotta eats his own brain.
Ooh. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we,
that's right.
We
saw
the
method, too. That he actually did that. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Ray Liotta.
It would have been cool if he made it out, and then he was like, talking all silly.
I like the Mo when the Treehouse of Horror.
Oh,
when he's
yes.
He's like, they just take a little piece of your brain.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
Hello. He names him.
You see that circle he cut in his own head?
Big ass circle.
Know, right? Perfect circle.
I know. It's great.
It's incredible. Not like he didn't have a line to work with. He just did it on his own.
So the next one is Gabriella.
And they use the radiation machine. Is it the MRI machine? I don't know what that thing was.
Yeah, it's radiation, like chemo or radiation treatment.
And basically, this was the one where I was like, this is impossible. Like, as soon as, so she's got one arm in chains and a leg in chains. And as soon as
suspended in the air.
Right. As soon as she's 3 feet off the air, her arm's coming off. Like,
I don't know about that.
There's
you
no way
from your arm.
No,
it
you
dislocate
cannot.
Dislocate or something. But it's all attached. Like,
but there's nothing to hold on to. Like, if she was holding on to the, like,
she did. She's holding on to the chain through the cuff.
Even if she starts to get pulled. Which she is. She's pulled like...
No, he's not pulling her apart.
No, I know. It's just... But I'm saying like there's enough... There's no way that her body weight that high off the ground, her shoulder is going to come out of the socket, and then that socket is going to come off.
Really?
Yeah, there's no way
you
that
she
can... You
think just being suspended... She's not being pulled. She's being suspended.
It's one thing if you are holding on to like a ledge because you have somewhere to put your feet.
Yeah.
Right? It's another thing when you've just... And you've got two arms, usually. If you've just got one arm up off to the side and your leg is off to the other side, there's no way.
I guess it's not just body weight, right? If you're being pulled taut, not even like apart.
And
but
you're not be able to use the strength of your forearm or bicep to hold on.
It's just your shoulder.
It's just, it's all on your shoulder.
It's all on your shoulder.
But she is supposedly like holding the chain through the
it
thing.
It didn't look like she
I don't
was.
Think
they showed
was.
Her. They showed her doing it.
Okay,
either way,
she grabs the chain and
that arm's coming off.
Yeah, but again,
when the lady was like, "Oh, do your foot first."
Why?
Why do your arm?
Do your
first
arm
and
first.
Then fall to the ground. That radiation machine can't track.
Also, you've got your like if you do your arm first, your both of your legs are still working, so you can at least break your fall.
Yeah,
if you do your leg first, you're gonna fall and like that one leg's not gonna work.
But she says. Break your arms
out of
so
the
you can
way.
Legs first so you can swing out of the way. They didn't know the radiation machine could move. So, like, that was the twist.
I guess. Either
I mean,
way.
I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, oh, gotcha. Like,
right.
They think they're smarter than the Jigsaw Man.
And they're not.
They're not.
And poor Gabriella does it. She makes it out.
Yeah, she's burned by the radiation
just
machine.
Just laying there.
And this is
she's
where.
She's got cancer now. But, you know,
but I mean.
But she chose to have cancer.
She did choose it. John says, go down there and get her to the hospital. And while all of this is going on, I know. But she survived. But I think that's what he did to Amanda.
It is, but just his like, no, I'm very concerned.
Because if you play by the rules,
rules
is rules.
Rules is rules. We should say this entire time, now that the guy, you know, in one of the, I think one of the most insane scenes we haven't talked about, Valentina, who is now dead, they have left the doctor's cell phone and the Jigsaw costume in the middle of this room. And they're like, we just need a, like, we need a rope. We just need to get a rope to it. This broad is like, got it. She cuts open the stomach of Valentina and pulls all of her intestines out. And I do like that the other two are like, what is happening?
It just shows she's nuts.
She's crazy.
And Cecilia is crazy.
Yeah.
Just to show how not naive and how much of a planner and smart John Kramer is, he knew she was going to do this.
Correct. But fell for the...
But you can trick it.
Yeah, you can trick him.
Easy to trick.
So they take this gal's intestines and they just throw it to each other and they make like a, just like a loop, kind of, and she, and what's her name? The doctor's name?
Cecilia.
Cecilia, like, pulls the tray.
You
using
can call her Dr. Peterson. Dr. Peterson. Earned it.
Yeah.
She's earned that.
I guess. Has she, though? Sorry. Is she a doctor?
Yeah.
She's okay. I just figured as the con woman, she's just
I think
like.
She's really
okay.
a doctor.
Is she like Miss Biden? Not a real doctor.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So she pulls this thing to her using this gal's intestines, makes a phone call, and then...
She says she's calling her father. Oh, he can get you help, John. But she's really calling Ted. Parker Sears.
Yeah,
Parker Who's the Sears. Guy that supposedly was healed, but we already spoiled it.
Right.
He's in on it with her. She's her lover.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah. So they get out. Parker shows up, makes the turn.
Well, he has a gun. They knock him out, and then they put his gun into the safe, lock it up.
Another jigsaw thing that we find out right. that while
well,
Parker
is
knocked,
jigsaw,
while Parker's knocked right. out, he has taken all of the gunpowder out of the bullets and put the bullets back into the gun. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
I don't know why I just throw the gun away, but whatever.
Because he wants the guy think. To it's use all, a
that's
gun,
true. Yeah,
but
yeah,
be
yeah.
useless.
It's all a test. Everything is a test. Even though, yes, he could have, of course, done this all different ways. But his only point of existence is to test these people.
Right.
Which, I mean, yes, it's very silly. But in this movie world of Jigsaw right. and Saw, it all has to be a test.
Correct.
So, anyway, he, of course, busts into the locker, gets the gun. Which they know is useless. But, see, they have to let the test play mm-hmm. out.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. So he turns on him, brings him downstairs, puts John into one of the traps.
They go get a kid.
Yeah, this kid that was like playing soccer in the...
It's football.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're in Mexico.
This is the sports guy over here.
This is an American movie.
Yeah, sorry.
They're in Mexico, so it's football.
And basically they put this kid into the trap as well. And there's a line later where Parker's like, wait a minute. You were the only one there. Who was supposed to be on the other side of that trap?
I was thinking that while the trap was going on.
Right.
I was
sure.
like, who was going to balance this out?
Right. So they put them both in there, and they go get the money. And earlier in the movie...
So the kid and Jigsaw...
are on this teeter-totter, basically.
Yeah. And the trap is that blood. You're getting blood-boarded, like waterboarded, but with blood.
Was the most ridiculous line of this movie.
And you're,
where she goes, oh... It's like water boiling, but blood boiling. It's like, Jesus Christ.
So there's a lever, and you can choose to put the other person, and the harder you pull determines which way it goes. And so your choice is to, like, you have to kill the other person by
so
making
So this is
them.
What I thought the trap was. So we should say that earlier in the movie, John helped this kid fix his bike frame, yeah. and he said, what's this, you know, how do you say pull? And then he tells him the Spanish
what
word.
What are the odds
pull.
That the one I Spanish know. Word that he learned?
But he figured out how to say don't. Yeah. He also figured out how to say don't pull. Well, I thought.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh,
no
is that
pull.
What he said? I guess that's fair.
A yeah. way to say that.
No, like no pull. I thought the premise of this trap was to work as a team where you
if
have to. You
equal,
had,
then it
yeah, because like you saw.
Not
when,
even equal.
There was
but
a
like,
point where it was yeah, at a, right. where nobody was getting blood. And I'm just like, well, just leave it there.
Well, no, they were both getting blood, but then when one of them would pull, they would move.
Yeah, if it's equal,
yeah.
you're both getting
oh,
it.
Oh, was
but
it?
But it's
oh.
tipping
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
one side. Then
but
one
I thought it was going to be, they had to fill a certain thing with the liquid that would turn the trap off.
So here's
off.
My question. Why were their feet practically touching?
That's a great question.
Like the board.
If he built the trap for two adults.
For two adults. yeah. Their feet are almost.
Well, maybe your knees
board.
Would be up like in the air or something.
Was
if there
the trap
two adults.
For the doctor and the boyfriend?
Yeah.
Or was it for John and Amanda?
No, it was for the
no,
doctor and the
eventually
boyfriend.
He knew that.
Oh.
But they already set up the room with the gas.
No, that was a failsafe.
Because John does say
that's a
failsafe.
If someone tries to steal the money, they're
going to go John, according to plan, one way or the
yeah,
other.
But that's why I thought the kid was. Oh, okay.
He had a failsafe.
I thought the kid was the not part of the plan.
The kid was not.
He
part
was
of the
not
plan.
Part of
no, but when John's like, didn't go exactly like we thought. I thought he meant yeah. we thought it was going to be me and you in the.
No. Because no.
can't he like just undo the straps on the blood trap?
That's a great. Also, just turn your head.
Well, yeah, because they did undo yeah. their ankle restraints and stuff. She
maybe
got
it was
ride.
Supposed to be Amanda.
I thought
maybe you're right.
That was like the trick that he planned it out was they'll put us in the trap.
We know what to do.
We know how to get out. And
that's
then
that's probably what
that
it is.
Makes
the
more
blood
sense.
Thing was a fake trap to get the doctor and the boyfriend in there one way or another. I missed that. You're right.
That's a good
the
call.
The kid replaced Amanda, so it didn't go according to plan.
Now,
they had like
that. What is the building there? Is it like a slaughterhouse or something?
I don't know.
Did John build that thing?
What?
Because some of these... Look, I can't believe that he built any of them.
Well, yeah. Do you know that in every movie, he builds every trap?
Yeah, but he built this in like 13 hours.
I wonder if
it's not the next day. He's like...
Is it not? I mean, I really...
No, they're like going about their lives. They're not even thinking about this anymore. Okay. The woman's back home in her... She doesn't live in Mexico. She's back home in wherever her mansion is, which obviously somehow they had to get her there. It's however they did that. But time has passed. I don't think it's the next day.
All right.
He built all this stuff, then got them all.
Do you think his credit card company called? Him? Mr. Kramer's going to charge for 800 gallons of blood. Is that
in Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. Yeah.
Are you sure? It sounds like you're building traps, Mr. Kramer.
Are you building traps again, John? We've talked about this.
So the
last trap is this biohazard office.
Yeah, the doctor and the boyfriend get into the office and they grab the bag, and of course, as soon as they grab the bag, that's the trigger for the next trap.
And John told him that she's using you, and she's gonna.
Yeah, and Amanda said,
I hate the way that the movie like cuts in the little micro flashbacks.
I hate it.
To
that
remind
sense
you,
the first one.
Oh,
that's
like,
a thing.
Oh, baby.
That's a thing, yeah.
I was just like, just let us.
I know.
Like
when the very first one, as good as it is, does that.
But when they do it in the first one, it's because they say things that you don't know, like they won't mean anything in that moment.
But that's what they're trying.
Yeah, but we're 11 movies into this.
I know,
thing.
But that's what they always. I get what he's saying because I love it when a movie doesn't spoon feed you things. Like, let us remember that, but
or enjoy it on a second watch.
Right.
Sure.
But since the first one, I did watching it, and especially since I knew, I'm like, oh,
you know what's
on,
really good? What movie is really good about that?
What's that?
Is Shaun of the Dead.
Oh yeah,
Shaun of the Dead like lays Plants things, and you don't even know.
But they don't rub your face in it,
yeah. Which is nice.
The next one,
Hot Fuzz,
probably even better about that stuff. But yeah, this one they're going like, sometimes bullets feel lighter than when you might have thought. So,
and they flash back to
John Kramer,
and then he says that,
and we're going like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know everything's
a trick.
Yeah. So they use like a bio agent in this room, and there's one hole. That is the, you know, that now these two have to
like
fight
God
each other.
Like God intended it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
These two have to fight each other to survive, or, you know, stick their head out the hole, I guess.
Because if you only have half bio agent,
yeah,
like
it burns your skin, right?
Yeah, right.
Like you're fine though, but
I wonder if it's like you have to breathe it. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I took it
because
it was a poison gas.
Yeah,
of some kind.
For sure. But you would think like they each got half of it. So like whoever survives. You've just been inhaling.
Right, sure.
But, I mean, none of
it.
Like,
and it's not like that hole is sealed. It's
right.
not
right.
like, you know,
yes.
like.
Oh,
it's
there were some plastic flaps.
Not enough
it
to stop gas.
I know. And is that, none of the traps make sense,
that's
Joe.
That's true, right? It showed it burning. Like
yeah.
his skin was.
Yeah, she's all. That's what I'm saying.
She's
all.
She's got a big old scar on her face.
So her body is just burning.
Yeah.
But she's sticking her head out of there like,
I guess.
Nah,
I guess
I'm all right.
But it's a breathing bio agent. Like,
breathing bio agent.
Yes. So that was my band in high school.
Yeah, I saw them open for the Dead Kennedys.
That's why earlier in the movie, Amanda's like, my favorite band is breathing bio.
She was wearing the t-shirt.
Yeah,
right. It was an Operation Ivy shirt that was like knocked
off.
When
you go back and watch this movie again, you're going to discover all the clues that were dropped for you.
So now the Jigsaw family...
The weird thing is, but I guess she
made
passed
it.
The test,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The horrible person that
the one person
about,
that deserved to die
of all the
lives.
People, because she
saw
killed 11. Another guy.
Don't worry,
and she didn't do any right. She didn't sacrifice anything. She didn't like that guy anyway. Really, right? I mean,
that's the only thing I don't like is her him. Lesson was just. Kill another person and survive,
and then also get the money, right? Like it's
no, I think they give the money to the kid.
Yeah,
and they said,
"How
would,
do they
which,
get it
Would
out?
You like? Would you like one plane ticket to America to go to St. Louis? You can have $5.
Outstanding
for
callback. Yeah, well done. No, John took it out of the duffel bag and put it in like
oh,
that
right.
knapsack.
She opens
oh, it was
it.
Fake money.
That's
yeah,
it
right.
was, no, it was that. The it was the. The paperwork for the transfers
transfer,
of money.
Yeah.
AKA
yeah.
fake
yeah.
money. That's
well, no, fake money would be like...
No, I mean, yes.
Bills.
Okay, I didn't mean he went and got fake bills.
No, he just took, like, he took,
it was
he took
a
like, part of the trap, and he would take
yes.
weeks and weeks of newspapers. He would cut them individually into the size
stamp,
of bills.
He went to the Live and Die in L.A.,
Oh, man.
What's his face?
Can
was
we
there?
Talk about that movie? That movie
Rest in peace.
William Friedkin.
William Friedkin, yeah.
Yeah, that movie's incredible.
I love Live and Die in L.A.
Yeah, his last movie is available on Showtime or Paramount+.
I heard it's good.
Plus.
It's like a chamber piece. It all takes place in the courtroom.
It's a remake of Caine Mutiny.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like set in the present day.
Oh, I'll have to give that a look.
But I bought the soundtrack to Live and Die in L.A.
Good.
Who is it?
Oingo Boingo?
It's not Oingo Boingo, but it's Wang
Chung.
Wang Chung. Oh, the whole thing's Wang Chung. The soundtrack.
So the Jigsaw family walk out into the sunset together.
Jigsaw family, the little kids.
Let's go.
He has a family, though, right? Who's the groundskeeper?
He has a family.
But the dad who's the groundskeeper of this fake thing, like, he wasn't part of the traps and stuff, right?
I guess he
just really a groundskeeper?
Maybe he was just literally the groundskeeper.
I guess.
For the abandoned building they rented for this trap? Like, I just want to know.
That's a good point.
The groundskeeper, waved, like the dad, which is a normal person.
Normal guy. And then the post credit. I was sitting there as
I didn't even stick around.
As this was wrapping up, I was like, but what about the other guy? What about the guy from the cancer group?
I was thinking that too.
And then the post credits is him tied to a trap in the
Aquaman's
Saw,
Michael Beach.
Yes, correct. Yes. Correct. Yes. In the Saw 1 room.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
It was.
Yeah. And then we see the detective there from Saw 3, and they basically
Chris Rock.
Yeah. Sam Jackson is there as well. He's got
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Was she in one of these?
No, but Chris Rock.
I gotta tell you, there's
that's
some
weird
wackadoo stuff coming out of that family right now since 2016. I was surprised that he called me his wife when
I know it's like I wouldn't storm the Oscars and
ruin your whole career,
slap a guy for my wife, but I certainly wouldn't do it for my ex wife.
You know what? I think he's blackmailed. She's got to have something on him.
Yeah.
If they've been separated that long and he's doing all this stuff,
you've just now discovered that Will Smith is a black male. Well,
Matt, you know that's not all of us see color.
Color. Yeah. Okay.
But
okay.
I'm just saying for him, there's something going on where I'm like, why would one of the biggest actors of all time, successful, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, all this stuff. Why is he doing all this? And they've been separated 7 years. She's
got
something on him.
Do you remember when she brought him on that show?
Yeah.
And was like, just humiliate. Yeah. I'm like, what is
going
on?
Which is what I'm saying is, why would you do that unless the person has some dirt on
them? Unless those rumors aren't rumors.
I'm wondering, there's some career ending something.
Bum,
that
bum,
she's
bum.
Got on him.
Bum, 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 bum,
give
bum.
Me a Saw movie where
which is
it's like,
sad, which
if
is
you
like
don't
so
do
that,
he just has like a room full of actors, and he's like, if you don't do these things, I'm going to reveal everything.
It's just sad. Look how sad he looks in those.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He is defeated. And
what if she's going to show everybody Wild Wild West?
Is that what it is?
John Peters is like,
nobody saw it the first time.
Have you seen this thing he's in? No, we know, James.
There's a giant spider in the third act. Have you know anything about spiders? They're the fiercest killers in the animal kingdom. So they get the guy from the
especially
cancer
if you're
group.
John Peters.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now I just want to watch Licorice Pizza again.
Just fails.
The
just
trap
fails upwards.
The trap for that guy looks like they just grind up his insides.
Well,
how do you get out of that?
What game? Was just like, this is cool because he's hung up with these.
You know what? I bet it was. It was like a concept for something that they didn't. It's like, well, this doesn't work. It's like, well, but if we don't have to explain it again.
Because that looks like just a straight murdering machine.
Yeah.
Like
but
that.
Here's the other thing, right? If they're in, this is a stupid continuity thing. If they're in that room.
Yeah.
Where's Lee Winnell?
Yeah, look nice.
He should be in that room. Because if this takes place after Saw 1.
I mean, maybe we just didn't
and they find
show
his
that.
Body
and they find
Saw?
Him, find him, his body
they're,
in Saw 3.
They're workshop in that room.
No, but we did the room.
They do the room in the first movie. In the very first Saw, that's Carrie Elway and Lee Winnell are in that room that we see at the very end.
It's Elway's.
Motherfucker.
John Elway.
Yeah, that's right. But by the time we get to 3 or 4, we go back into that room with Donnie Wahlberg. Yeah. And we see Lee Winnell's corpse.
No one said he's not in there.
Yeah, I mean,
they didn't show the whole room.
I guess.
It was one.
You're not
camera,
wrong.
It was one camera angle with the guy. He's the Mike Beach is
hanging there.
Yeah. And there's a thing where like he had the fake scar. So now Jigsaw's
like,
"Oh,
I'm giving
you're
a
gonna
scar.
Have some scars if you don't solve this." Which, AKA, your insides will be ground up by these four blades.
Yeah,
but I don't
right,
know,
right.
You know, but
I have no idea.
And then they cut away. So it's really just. He's there.
Yeah,
go see it again, and he's in the background.
Oh, sure. After watching this, I was like, yeah, I don't think I like these movies. I think I like 1 and 2. I think 1 and 2 are very good.
I don't think they're for me.
I mean, you guys have made some great points, and so I feel like I don't like it as much. Like, you kind of, like, you know,
we talked you into not liking it.
You kind of did the Joe thing where we all convinced Joey's wrong, and then, you know, but.
You didn't convince me I was wrong.
About Halloween Kills, you said.
So you still love Superman?
Of course I love Superman. This has happened for the last 11 years. Yes,
that's different.
This happened for the last 11 years. But, like, I still liked it. I enjoy this movie thoroughly. I thought it was way better than The Nun.
I will agree
with that. Demeter.
Oh, yes.
This is the thing.
It held my interest, but I did not like it.
Okay. Yeah. But it was entertaining. Like, it just, like, I watched the movie. It was a good time in the theater. I know that it wasn't, like, as crazy with the kills, but I, when they did the head fake thing where it's like you think you're going to see a crazy Saw movie and you're seeing this introspective, like, exploration.
Oh,
right. Yeah. And even if he's not a good guy, it's just interesting to be like, what is this dude thinking? What is he doing? You know? And I don't know. It's
a movie that has the vibe to me of like, if this was a 45 minute Outer Limits Tales from the Crypt,
yeah,
I would have been like, yeah, that was cool. But making it into, this is one of the longest
2 hours.
Saw
it's an hour
movies,
and 58. Yeah.
Just starts to get like,
Didn't feel a second over 1 hour 49 to me.
I'm putting in too much time for like the amount of just silly enjoyment I'm getting out of it.
I get that. I feel that same way about this episode.
I thought Tom Bell was really good. He got to actually do something instead of just stand up for a minute and be like, "You're gonna be in a trap." Like, it's like he was the main character of this movie. I don't know. I thought he was good. But
all right, yeah. Anyway, I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joey. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts BUTTS21. Also on Letterboxd at the same.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter videos at Kevin R. Brackett and listen to Circle of Wizards with myself and Matt F. Bosler.
That's a way to do it. That's an interesting take.
And you?
Oh, me? Yeah. Gosh, man. I've been putting out these shirts. Can't get them shipped to people. I don't know what's going on.
Do I get an apology from the last episode where I questioned whether or not I would get these shirts?
Yeah, you do. And maybe some other people, too.
You could direct them to this episode when they complain.
Right. Well, I think they might be. Old USPS really... making Halloween shirts maybe more of a Thanksgiving gift or something.
Couldn't have found out. I wanted to play a little game. I wanted Matt to not be so proud of getting the shirts out on time. I intercepted the shirts.
So,
Bosler screen printing. We got a shirt of the month thing. It's
any other podcasts you do?
I have a horror movie podcast called Real Spoilers Patreon. I have a horror video game podcast called Circle of Wizards, Resident Evil.
Nice.
The Dino Crisis, we kind of talk about a little bit. You know, we get into that stuff. So
cool.
That's all.
Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Find the show online at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. While you're there, like the page, join the group. And of course, don't forget Matt's Patreon to join.
That's right.
So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, a single drop of rain triggers an earthquake. Get back.